Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. Discover what the world has to say. So good morning, darlings. I'm Kathy Watson, your host, your wake-up call for the next hour. It's 6:30 a.m. Central Time. I'm sitting in the comfort of my studio room and looking over a pond. Oh, they've turned the fountain on. And all of the ducks and the geese are up and about. And of course, you know, we've been freezing in Chicago. I live in the burbs in Chicago. And we're all taking it personally that we simply did not have a summer. Now, those of you that are hearing me for the very first time, I'm experimenting with the best times for all of you to hear me. Because you see, I think of you as family. You're my extended family. And I need to hear from you. I need to really know what it is that you would like for me to share with you. Because, darlings, I've been around the block a few times. The guest calling number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And get your pen and pad out. Oh, I finally got my domain name worked out. www.kathywatson.com. is dead and buried, never to be seen again by the naked eye. The new domain name is www.kathywatsonspeaks.com. That's my website. You could log on and be sure and click on the cover story. But in the meantime, I want you to know that I have authored, today's topic, Why Does Age Matter? Oh, America, get over it. You know, I've been thinking about the current pandemic craze in the health and wellness industry. Yeah. Everyone, it seems, is an expert in every category. Look, I'm the author of The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. I'm a dauntless messenger with a mission holding you and your audience spellbound. While I boldly state, I'm holding all of you spellbound. This is my press release. Yeah, and I boldly state, move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets, the methods, the techniques to the fountain of youth. I'm the creator of an expert on Ageless for Life. Aging with glamour and style brought together in my book, The Elixir of Youth, The Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And there's a reason why I'm bearing my soul and secrets in the one and only secret recipe book for life, your life. How about 5.5 decades in research, development, hands-on experiences, trials, and tribulations? Oh, yeah. I've experienced life firsthand with all the twists, turns, disappointments, and challenges with creative, intelligent, visionary, and futuristic insights. Now, you know what's unique about the elixir? It appeals to all ages, men and women. And those of you that have foresight, that have vision, oh yeah, I know you're 20 years old, you're bulletproof. Ah, but Mother Nature and Father Time are just waiting in the wings, wait till you reach cellular maturity at the age of 30. You see, even though it appeals to all ages, it offers help and hope. I help you with your exercise program. I am an exercise evangelist. And oh, looks do matter. The skinny on skin. And did you know that there is an alternative to a facelift? My program, the results are amazing. Facial exercises that provide a natural lift to the muscles of the face without stretching the skin. And darlings, did you know that as we age, we begin to slur our words? It's not loose dentures. It's a lazy tongue. Yeah, it's a muscle. I learned that with the professor that I studied, voice and diction and Shakespeare, at DuPaul University. Even though I was told that I was a natural when it came to speaking, I had the awareness and sense enough to say, oh, no, no, that's not enough. I need to study with the best. So I'm going to give you the call-in number again, and I'll tell you why you'll want to call in. Only if you call in during this hour, 6:30 to 7:30 Central Time, on 347-637-3789, I will email you the elixir. It's an e-book. It shall be my pleasure. And it's yours free. I want to get the message out that, oh, come on, you all know that we're living longer. But not necessarily better. I want you to live smarter. And when you get the book, print it out and then bind it. You will be amazed at how important it is to acupress your body before you get out of bed. I usually start my 6:30 in the morning shows with, oh, come on, let's do a big, big cat stretch. Meow, meow, meow. Reaching up to the heavens and pointing our toes and just stretching our body. And don't you dare jump out of bed. Your heart and brain have been resting. Just luxuriate and say, oh, wait, a big yawn. I need to ask you, do you wake up and say, thank you, God? Or do you wake up and say, good God, it's morning? And if that's what you're saying, then we need to go back and evaluate, look at why you don't welcome the morning with anticipation, because you do know that you've created your life. Age has nothing to do with it. If you're younger and listening to my voice, and you're following me on Blog Talk Radio, then you're going to be way ahead of the game, because I want you to know, in a blink of an eye, 50, 60 years will go by. And it happened to me. I was 25, had my own home-based business, a big fashion agency, fashionista. I went to bed one night, I was 25. And then when I woke up, I was in the springtime of the winter of my life. So age doesn't matter to me. Let's go back to the contact number. Call in 347-637-3789. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And then if you want to write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then log on to my site, www.kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. And remember, if you want the book, you just call in at 347-637-3789. And yes, it has to be a call-in. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, let me tell you a little bit about myself. You'll find, oh, and you could Google Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I-W-A-T-S-O-N, and scroll down and you'll see 4 photos of me through the years. It's kind of sad. Raymond Charles Parker said the danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. You know the truth? That never occurred to me. I never thought that age would matter. You see, that's America. They have this pandemic grip on youth. We were all young ones. I have no idea what your age is right now. But if you're hearing my voice, you be in joy and gratitude that you got up this morning. You've been given the blessedness of another day to make a difference. Let's all unite in solidarity while paying homage to the power of the voice, voicing our intention, our purpose, while holding on to that fire in the belly desire to make a difference in our lives and in the world. Now, you're probably wondering why I'm keeping my voice in the lower register and softly. Yo. It's 6:30 in the morning. I don't want to jostle you out of bed. I want to get you in the subliminal state that you're in, just kind of listening to my voice and let me plant seeds in your wonderful garden. Did you know that your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows? Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? And I don't know if you have a mirror there. Pick it up and take a look at yourself. Say hello to the producer of your life and the director of your life. It's you. about you. Listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk. And the topic today is, why does age matter? Save that for a little bit later. Let me tell you a little bit about me. Yes, I am an authority on aging. I'm daring, and I'm fearless. And I know that I know that I know. I can't pretend not to know, because I know. I'm Chicago bred and born, a devotee of challenges, drama, and intrigue. I'm a multimedia radio and award-winning TV host producer, exercise evangelist, elite experienced stair climber. I'm on the President's Council of Physical Fitness and Sports. I'm Attica, get moving. You're it, get fit. Most people go through an exercise phase. I never outgrew mine. I'm a performance artist, starred in Emily Metcalf stage play, Love Letters, A.R. Gurney, and in the original presentation of Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. Imagine. Who'd have thunk it? Soul Songs in the Bard. Pairing Shakespeare with soul songs. Now, when you go on to my site, www.kathywatsonspeaks.com, click on the video. Wait till you hear Roger's voice. And our bags are packed. And rates individually assessed. I created a global presence as guest speaker on international cruise ships. This goes back to, 1992. Let me see, how many years have I been doing this? What an experience. Over 20 years, I've seen the world. And when the Silver Fox, Bill, retired iron worker, and I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture, decided when he retired that we should take a trip, first class all the way. And to make a long, exciting story short, we were on the Crown Monarch, and there was a speaker on board. And I went to her lecture, and I thought she was very good, and I thought, oh my goodness, I could do that. So I introduced myself to her, and I said, man, I'd love to be a speaker on board. I don't know where it came from. I just decided I was going to be. Oh, she said it's going to take years. It's going to take years. I said, okay. Could you tell me what the first step was? And, of course, it was to get acquainted with the entertainment director. March. That was in March. 3 months later, I was on board the Grand Monarch. And for years, we sailed almost every month to ports of call, to parts of the world that without me stepping out of my comfort zone, we would not have seen the world. I'm the author of Elixir of Youth, The Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Yeah, I have the secrets to the Fountain of Youth. The Heart of the Lion. My trip to Africa, Traversing the Dark Continent. Tom Puttrick is the lead author. And then, now you know that the e-book, The Elixir of Youth, you could have it today if you call in, 347-637-3789. The Heart of the Lion, oh, you'll love it. It's about 138 pages. And darlings, part of the book is true. You could get that at Amazon.com and Ex Libris. And then in 2012, October 10th, Choices. Awesome, inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. And you could get that by calling me at 847-882-8717 and get the book at discount, depending on how many you order. However, it's available at Amazon.com if you want to see photos and read more about it. Author House and Barnes & Noble. But let me tell you, these contributing authors, I've had more people say, Kathy, this book is timeless. I have it here on my desk. I'm not going to shelve it. Because if I'm in an upset, or if I get stymied, and I don't want to move forward, all I have to do is pick up the book. You see, these authors had guts. They're celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. Oh, you'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. And what you can learn from choices? Never too late to fulfill your dreams. You can overcome adversity and succeed. You can live your life in paradise. Now, there are two dimensions of paradise, the mental, spiritual, or the possessive, competing, comparing. Silver Fox and I simplified our lives. I don't want to be burdened. I only need one house to live in or one apartment. I only need one car. You see, when I was in the world of fashion, at one point I had 50 outfits, 50 handbags, 50 pair of gloves, hats, and shoes. And I thought, what for? When I was on the Oprah Show in 1996, it was Are You Afraid of Aging? It's quite a show. And she did let me have the microphone for a little while, about 20 minutes. And I coined two phrases. Never waste an entrance or an exit. And never apologize for what you're wearing. Because you know what the reality is? No one cares. Listen to me. No one cares. They only care about, well, how do you think I look? Don't I look great? So, when you think about paradise, darlings, I live in a mental and spiritual paradise. I don't compete. When I was in the world of fashion, businessmen took me under their wing and said, oh, you're such a grasshopper, we need to help you. And Mr. Martell said to me one day, oh, Kathy, you are really very good. But remember, there's always going to be someone better. And I thought, oh, please, I don't need that because I come from an immigrant background and mother was Hungarian, oh, an incredible nutritionist, and my father, Croatian, his work ethic second to none. Katicavec, Catherine in Croatian, if your work isn't done by 10 in the morning, you have wasted your whole day. So now, I've got the coin, and once I said, there's always going to be someone better than you. And the other side, if you're not done by 10 in the morning, my sisters would call me and tease me and say, it's 9:30, are you almost done? And I do want to share something with you. I'm using 6:30 in the morning as a test to see, is Live with Kathy going to be at 6:30? I know it's going to be at 6:30 on Fridays. That's a given. And Wednesdays, you could hear me at 8 a.m. But in a week or so, I'm going to test Tuesdays and Thursdays at noontime. But you see, now, once I finish with the show that I love doing, Confucius say, if you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life. And I love this. And you want to know why? It tweaks me. Because when you get lazy, when you're not doing anything, if you're not challenging yourself, you're going to get old. Yeah. The mind is just going to rust. You're going to be the Tin Man. And then when I listen to my show, I have pencil and paper right there. Mm-mm. You see, I want to live longer, but I want to live smarter. And I go, wait a minute. And I learn from it. And thank you for being my audience. Now, let's go back to living your life in paradise. That's my life. I don't need all of that stuff. If I want a house on a mountain, okay. But I'm not going to compete. I'm not going to compare. You know, in retrospect, I don't think I ever did compete. I am who I am, and I'll be who I design myself to be, my calling. So when you get the book, Chapter 6, Living My Life in Paradise, this is Sandy. She lives in Sanibel, Florida. And then Chapter 3, To Live or to Die, I Chose to Live. Mental and physical abuse visited on a little girl by Brutal Betsy. And today Sheila has been, she's won beauty contests. She's had all kinds of wonderful things happen to her. But she paid a physical price. But just a charming lady that said, ain't no way. You see, if I get sick or if I give in, that means Brutal Betsy won. And then she tells you what to do. By the way, there are photos. Look at the photos first and then read their story. Joan, it's never too late. She's fulfilling a lifelong dream. Viva Reviva. Stephen, from humble beginnings to success. Steel Mill Mama. Shows no signs of retiring. Unfortunately, oh, thank the Lord that I got the book published. Bonnie, at 87, passed away. So, Bonnie, I know that you're looking down, and this is dedicated to you. My life's work? From frostbitten toes to fingers, Chuck. I'm adopted and special. We chose you by Lee. She's the one years ago that worked with corporate America, walked in and said, I quit. She quit a $30,000 a year job. And they said, you're a traitor, you can't. We'll give you a 14% increase in pay. She said, no. I'm going to build my own home-based business. Excuse me. Well, now she had to go home and tell Jack, her husband. He said, listen, Missy, you turn around, you go right back, and you apologize and get that job. Ain't no way that you are ever going to make it on your own. She said, run that past me one more time. I'm not going to make it on my own? Oh, we'll see. Well, 30 years later, she's traversed the world about 8 times. I don't know how many new cars she got. And she gets a check every month in the 4 figures. But remember, when you choose to be your own CEO, and by the way, age has nothing to do with it. All of you retirees that have all day to do nothing, and it takes you all day to do nothing, this is a marvelous opportunity to tweak your brain. You see, our bodies and brains don't age. We do. Because of our choices. That's chapter 9, chapter 10, from Stargazing to Wonderment. Who am I and where am I going? By Rhea. I just gotta be me. Chapter 11, Divine Intervention. By the grace of God, I will do. Rika. And 12, the choice was clear. Rich or poor, how the son of a migrant farm worker reached the American dream. Rudy. And then from Germany. We always have a choice. From behind the Berlin Wall to freedom. Ah. And you think you have obstacles and challenges? It's by Barbara. And then our little grasshopper. By the way, the ages range from mid-30s up to late 80s. The Will to Be Happy. Put Yourself First by Michael. And then, chapter 15. How would you like to be 24 years old and told that you are going blind? Crisis or opportunity? My journey of choices. The book is available. Discount, depending on how many you're ordering through me. Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, and Author House. '96 into 1997. The Silver Fox said to me, yo, Kath, there's an article in the Sun-Times, it was the daily news at that time, that Malaysia is looking for speakers to come and to inform them, to educate them about our Western life. We did not have computers at that time. I think we had a fax machine. He said, why don't you write? I said, oh, I can't be bothered, please. Oh, by the time I got to my studio, an hour later, I sent a letter to Malaysia. And that had to be in June of 1996. And I was traveling, I was sailing the high seas. And on October 15th, 1996, my birthday, I was putting together workshop booklets because I had to fly out to Dothan, Alabama to conduct a seminar. And I mean, I am just livid. I'm slapping this together going, geez, I haven't heard from anyone. Well, I guess they're just not interested. On October 16th at 4 in the morning, I heard our computer, our fax machine. And the Silver Fox said, well, get up. How do you, and sure enough, Malaysia. I went, I conquered. What an exhilarating experience. I was selected from applicants worldwide to present my Simply Ageless for Life seminars as the guest of the Malaysian government. I presented in Kuala Lumpur, Penang, and Langkawi. Talk about diversity. I didn't want to come home. I had yachts and limos and I was catered to. I couldn't even pick up a menu that someone didn't hand it to me. And I remember my first seminar there. When I finished, by the way, I had all of them. I embraced them all. As you remember, it's a very chauvinistic country environment. And when I was leaving the Concorde Hotel to be taken to the airport for our flight to Penang, I hear this lady crying, don't go. Well, I thought, oh my gosh, what's happening? She grabbed me around the waist and she said, you can't go, we need you here. You've inspired all of us, Kathy, you can't go. But I had to. And Zambre, we miss you. We had Zom, Princess Dor, and Bala John. They were our three little musketeers that went with us everywhere. And I was featured in the Japanese Wall Street Journal the year 2000 with the Chicago Public Access CAN TV shows. My photos and article appeared in the Nippon, the Wall Street Journal. Currently, host producer. The shows are live on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, there's time to call in. The ebook is still available. 347-637-3789. And the show is eclectic. It's a variety of topics. Maybe controversial, but never, never boring. And the shows are archived. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on any date and voila, you're there. Oh, last week's shows were bombastic. The life you're living right now, is it heaven or hell? And there will be a compilation of the shows on October 1st. So be sure and listen October 1st at 11 a.m. And there's so much more about my background. If I could do it, why can't you? Log on www.kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on my cover story. And be sure and watch the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. And that's 17 minutes. If you would like to consider inviting us to entertain your organization, corporate, private, I have a four-minute DVD, and I shall be more than happy to mail that to you. Now I'm married, it's Silver Fox, for over 50. Plus, I have three adult children and Nana of three. And I am the creator of an expert on looking fabulous no matter your age. Discover how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. and I'm a fashionista. From fitness to fun with fashion. And of course I told you that. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the secret number two, my story. From the world of classical ballet and haute couture to wife, mother, Nana, and entrepreneur, how did I get there to here? Most people ask me, and to be honest, I don't know. But I do think some of us come into this world with a fire in a belly desire to make a difference in people's lives. Many are selected. I know I was chosen. I've been making quantum leaps all my life. I just didn't know it. When I was 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. I was raised in an immigrant environment. My parents were among the many who made their way to America from Europe in the early 1900s. I saw those hardworking, overworked men and women struggle to survive, to keep their families together. I didn't know it then. So that was the beginning of my fascination with aging. One thing that's fresh in my mind, most of the men and women were in their 30s and looked 50. They didn't know or even care about methods to slow the aging process. Their concern was the welfare of the family. I knew then there had to be a way to grow older without growing and looking old. At the age of 11, I was introduced to classical ballet. My introduction to ballet was a stroke of luck. My grammar school gym teacher took an interest in me and encouraged me to pursue my dream. My parents didn't understand anything about ballet, nor did they have the money for me to study. I auditioned and received a scholarship with a local ballet studio, and the best part was going to the Civic Opera House with my gym teacher. I checked coats and sold sodas and had the opportunity to see all of the ballets and operas. To this day, when I walk into the Opera House, I have a flashback to that marvelous time in my youth. A year later, age 12, I auditioned to go on the road with Summer Reviews, performing at the local and state fairs. The 5 years I toured were glorious. Times were gentler then. A child today couldn't have that experience. How lucky I was to have this person take me under her wing and unsuspectedly open many doors and opportunities for you. I remember a funny incident on one of my tours. Rehearsals began early May and tours ended by October. By the way, I never started high school until October. Near the end of the tour, I received a frantic call from Helen, my sister, who said, "You have to come home immediately and go to school or else Pa will be fined $500. And I said, "I can't come home. I must dance." What a drama queen I was. By the way, Pa was not fined $500, and I did graduate high school. And then I went on and on, met Bill, married on September 20th, 1952. And the rest of my story, you know what? This is Tuesday. I will finish the rest of the story tomorrow. I'll be on the air at 8 a.m. Wednesday, Thursday and Friday at 6:30. Because you see, I do have the formula. I want you to look and feel fabulous for time and all eternity. Now, let me take a moment to recognize my partners, my sponsors of the Live with Kathy Consortium. And then, yeah, I'll get back to the topic. And you still have time to call in 347-637-3789. You see, radio, you're listening to Live with Kathy. Radio is a strong marketing tool. I don't want you to think of it as, well, I'm going to take advantage of her introductory offer and the floodgates are going to open and people are going to just buy everything. I don't know what your product is. I don't know what your business is or your service. This is a development in you. You. So you call me at 847-882-8717. And let's talk. Let's see what you got. It's a 10-week commitment. Your mini commercial is heard 4 times a week. So it's 40 times in the 10 weeks. But here, now it's training for you. It's going to be in my voice. But you're going to be invited to co-host with me. Yeah. But no loose cannons. I will work with you. And we'll have an outline. And then you get to hear yourself because the show is archived. And then you tell me, how good were you? Would you buy your product and your service? And we take it from there. This is a development in you, finding out who you really are. So call me at 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. We've been together for 7 years. Log on ironworkers.org. And then you could log on youtube.com, Union Iron Workers. YouTube.com, Iron Workers Impact. And really get a sense of iron working. You could learn more about the proud men and women who work in the trade. Yeah, you girls too. www.ironworkers.org. And then log on heparks.org. You don't have to be bored and lonely. You really don't. It's your choice, isn't it? Reach out to the Park District Senior Centers and the libraries. Rika is the 50-plus director of that incredible... She does an incredible job. I don't know how she does it. Trips galore, and you're with people your age. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. And then, now remember, Greg McIntyre, our CPA, would be more than happy to answer any of your questions about your finances. You could log on ahtax@ameritech.net. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. That's what Mark Twain said. Now, there are many dimensions, but let's get to the core of it. Looks do matter. And they're saying it over and over again. Stress will kill you before anything else will. You have a moment of anger, toxicity, or stress. The brain releases toxins into your body and you get ill, you're sick, you're this, you're that. Now, I have a marvelous cream. And you can only get it by contacting me. It's only available through Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. It is so powerful, so effective, that you use it only 3 times a week. So we know how to neutralize the free radical damage in our body. We're going to talk about that later on in some of the shows. But what about the face? And come on, those of you that are over 50 that are looking for jobs today. Yep. Looks do matter. And I thought it was only America that had this love affair with youth until I talked to a gal from Colombia. Oh, she said, Kathy, we love our seniors, but I want you to know, you're 30 years old in Colombia, you can't even get a job. But if you're good at what you do and if you're passionate about it and you're going to give 100%, then you'll get the job. And then why not build your own home-based business? Now, this cream, 2 ounces, $50 plus shipping and handling. You apply it only 3 times a week and you could only get it through me, and you know how to reach me. Now, take this website down. I have to let Letitia know that she will be linked to my site. www.letitia.myshackley.com. This is a call to action, calling all women of the world, not only in America, but globally. This is the year for us to reign supreme, to let our voices be heard in solidarity. Together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. Well, I don't know. I guess there are those that do get wealthy by working for corporate America. If that's what you want, that's fine. But then think out of the box. Start your own home-based business. Have you considered a more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Home-based business. Yeah, I know, change is scary. But even I have to shift my strategies to accommodate change. You see, with a home-based business, it's one way to fulfill your dreams. And it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you need is a desire to achieve. More people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing. And could be you. It's pandemic. Even men are beginning to recognize that they could embrace the power of creating their own home-based business. But you need a business plan. No poof, no blowing bubbles in the air. You need a business plan. Now, the hours are yours. And you're the CEO. And then make it a family affair. And we shall be more than happy to work with you, to guide you, and to show you the way. I can't work for corporate America. I just can't. I just love being the creator of my life because there is no blame. You create your life. No one but you. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. By calling in, you could get the e-book free, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, 347-637-3789. Oh, I quoted that Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. But unfortunately, age does matter in America. They're so youth-oriented. Why? Because Hollywood, the media, they're in love with youth. And by the way, you're all catching up. Those of us 60 plus are shaping your future. We've already shaped your future. We've paved the way. Don't screw it up. Some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. Now that we're living longer, I don't think we're living smarter. I really don't. But some employers are beginning to see the perks and the logic in hiring older workers. The formula for being hired over 50 plus. Are you ready? You're young only once, but you could stay childish and immature for life. Be a child again, to a degree. Backward, turn backward, oh time in your flight. Make me a child again. Take me back to the time when I had the maturity and the understanding that I am the creator of my own life. Be energetic. Don't act childish. First impressions are lasting. Oh, you'll have to listen to October 2nd show, Wednesday at 8 a.m. It has to do with you and your smile. But you don't be giddy. Be energetic, fresh thinking, and quick to catch on. And be able to work at a frenzied pace. Start early, work later. Many employers are finding the trademarks of youth in older workers. But now remember, it's that first impression. You are impeccably groomed. Your nails are manicured. A nice haircut. No hairs growing from the nose. Your suit and dress impeccable, but not like you're going to a cocktail party. And your shoes. And look at the heels. Do they need to be replaced? And watch your tone of voice. And you see, it's not all about you to the degree that it has monopolized the whole conversation. They're looking at what are you bringing to the plate? What are you going to do for me? And then your background. And watch your voice and make eye contact. Don't keep looking right or be on purpose. And listen, don't interrupt. When you're listening, be sure you hear. And I don't think anyone wants to hear a voice up there. And no one wants to hear. Well, I don't know. Be audible. But they're looking for someone that's going to make them look better. Age shouldn't matter, but now you have to level the playing field. And it won't matter if you're bringing something to the table. And tomorrow we're going to talk about 8 a.m. experience versus inexperience. Age discrimination has to be flushed down the toilet. But I know you seniors, open your mind, be a sponge, and learn. Until tomorrow, remember to always be in your best elements. This is Kathy. Stay happy, be happy, and be in joy and gratitude. Au revoir.